Well, good evening, guys. This is a surprise. As I've taken tomorrow off work, I thought I'd pretend this is Friday night. And yes, I'm having a few beers. And I've got a news story for you, and it's a doozy. You may have heard about it, this 22-year-old Femon, who falsely accused three men of rape. She even hit herself with a hammer and took pictures. But it was finally found out it was all a bunch of lies. These young men's lives were destroyed, and they were even thinking of suicide. One man spent at least 2.5 months in prison, but this Femon made it all up. She's finally been sentenced to 8.5 years, but she will still only serve 4 years. But her mother's come out now and said that she just wanted people to listen. Let's face it, this Femon's old enough to know truth from lies. And she knew full well what would happen to these males if she accused him of that, and it was believed. But I guess she just didn't care. I mean, after all, they're only males, aren't they? I'll put a link to the story down below. But notice how her mother is trying to make sure she doesn't have any accountability. These poor young men's lives will never be the same. And if you think about it, this is just one Femon that affected three males' lives. God knows how much police time was spent on it. But thank God they found out it was a lie. Because we all pretty much know there's people in jail right now, males, that are serving a crime that they didn't commit. With superficial evidence and just a Femon's word. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but all through my life I've realized that Femons lie. They twist the truth, they deceive, and they betray. And these are not just the modern Femons, these are all Femons. They have no empathy towards males whatsoever. We are just utilities to them. People said that this was going to be the victimhood year, and it's completely correct. Femons seem to be victims everywhere, even when they're not. If they're not a victim now, then sometime in their younger life. A victim at something. Femon shouldn't be believed 100% just on their word. Men certainly aren't. If a man walks into a police station and said his girlfriend assaulted him, the police would want proof. But if it was a Femon, they'd be straight out to arrest the man. And where are all the Femons coming out to shame this lying Femon, like they would do with a man? Well, you won't see it, because Femons don't police Femons. Femons are all empowered. They're brave. They do things far better than men can. And they don't need no man. Until it's advantageous for them to be the other way. Weak and the victim. Even when they're the perpetrator. And I remember another news story on some island somewhere where this Femon said she was raped by, I think it was 9 guys or something. But really the truth was she was having sex with them quite willingly. One after the other. But somebody videotaped it, and that's when she changed her mind, because otherwise it would look bad. Of course, rapes and sexual assault does happen, and they are serious offences. But there must be proof, because the jail time for males, for those type of charges, warrants a very deep investigation. This Femon's life won't be ruined, will it? She'll get all the help that she needs. She'll probably be out in less than 4 years. If it was a man, he'd be in there for 10. So don't try and tell me Femons aren't entitled and privileged. The trouble is with a lot of Femons, they hardly ever admit their guilt. Because even when all the proof points to what they have done, they generally will still deny it. They avoid accountability at all costs. And males pay. Let me know what you think out there, guys. And do you actually think justice has been served here? If it has been, it's a very small portion, isn't it? Take it easy.